Bend over and sticks out the best for you. Now, that will teach you to neglect your homework.
I was writing a letter to Dennis Murray.
Who?
On Kiss FM.
What? Kiss FM? I've never heard the like. In my day, there was no such thing as radio.
Poor lad. Anyhow, our six of the best isn't at all like that. The only homework we've got for you is to write down your six favourite rock tracks on a card addressed to myself, Dennis Murray, six of the best, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Then we'll invite you along to Kiss FM to host your selection.
Every time, Jody, no way out. What's it all about? And how that name goes round.
Kiss FM, agus sin America. Oh, nice. Louis has of Lean. Especially for Laura Weldon and Ger McLaughlin, who are getting married tomorrow. And that comes from Catherine, Audrey, Anna, and Mick. Jackson Brown of Kiss FM, agus Kernin, agus special to the Laura, somebody's baby.
Back and let her walk on by.
just to show you know. Someone will tell you it'll all work out alright. Don't let him steal your heart away. No, don't let him steal your heart away.
Are on FM Rayluk 102.7 Kiss FM. Agus Aronatog Dane of Gasorwa, Dosani Lornuri Cortana Brassina, Don't Let Him Steal Your Heart Away. Kanchinga Hogan Suskadin Nuakthele Karana Gahanjig Shud Joe Jackson, Breaking Us in Two.
Don't you feel like trying something new? Don't you feel like breaking? Thank you.
7, KISS FM is KISS Dublin.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Karen Miles. Good morning. In the American state of Missouri, three barges loaded with crude oil exploded after a tug pulling them collided with a bridge at St. Louis. A burning oil slick spread about 2 miles downstream and flames shot hundreds of feet into the air. So far, there are no reports of injuries. Also in the United States, a DC-9 airliner with 146 people on board is reported to have lost power in both engines during a flight from Minneapolis to Los Angeles. The pilot managed to restart the engines at a lower altitude and landed at Las Vegas. In Australia, 16 policemen were hurt after violence broke out after the Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix near Sydney. Petrol bombs, stones and flaming torches were thrown. 70 people were arrested in 7 hours of rioting. In Washington, American officials say they're disappointed at the Russian rejection of President Reagan's latest offer on reducing nuclear arms in Europe. They're still looking for a solution and talks will continue. In the Soviet Union, increasing play is being made of the anti-nuclear campaigns in Britain and other European countries. And anti-nuclear campaigners will be on the march again today in Scotland and West Germany. At the Fastlane nuclear submarine base on the Clyde, there will be a rally, and in West Germany there will be 23 marches in different parts of the country. In Rome, Pope John Paul has presided over Easter vigil ceremonies in St. Peter's Basilica. At midday, he will give his traditional Urbi et Orbi address and blessing. There are an estimated 1 million visitors in Rome for the Easter ceremonies. Back home, the Brittany ferry Amarique arrived in Cork shortly before 9 o'clock this morning. It's due to return to Roscoff in Brittany later today for repairs following yesterday's fire in which a French school teacher was killed and a number of others were injured. The general manager of the company, Mr. Ian Carruthers, said that one Irish person had been detained in hospital in Penzance overnight. She was Anne Gallagher, but her address was not known. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. So far, it's been established that the blaze was not caused by an explosion. About 20 people were treated in Killarney District Hospital after clashes when a crowd of up to 200 people are reported to have attacked Gardaí. Their injuries are minor. Eyewitnesses said that the first clashes took place between Gardaí and motorcyclists shortly after the pubs closed last night, and that later Gardaí were forced to retreat when bottles were thrown at them. The Killarney Gardaí have declined to comment on the incident. A man was killed and a woman was badly injured in a crash between two cars at Gormanston, County Meath, earlier today. The accident happened at 2:30 this morning. Their names haven't yet been released. And finally, in the north, a 22-year-old man from Lurgan in County Armagh died in hospital after he and a friend were beaten up as they walked home early this morning. He was named as John Edward McConville. There was a bomb attack on the police barracks at Belcoo in County Fermanagh last night. A device thought to be a hand grenade exploded at the rear of the building, but no one was hurt. And that's the Independent Radio News from Ireland with the time at 11:03.
102.7
Kiss FM. Gurmagad Karnagas, Shrock Eken, and Isha Raybosh, and Haimsha, Beg Sheglan, August Green, Vermagin, Akbeg Borstuk, and Irnon, Shading the Gueho, Yas Forsa, Karno, Shea, August Kiss FM, Chuck Nakaruk, Shea came Celsius.
Jim Carter.
I'm Akin Chuck the Manley, August Faltroth, the R. Ur Dermot. Dan Fogelberg at Kiss FM. They're the same old anxiety.
Met my old lover in the grocery store. The snow was falling Christmas Eve. I stole behind her in the frozen boots and I touched her on the sleeve. She didn't recognize the face at first, but then her eyes open wide. She went to hug me and she spilled her purse and we laughed until we
Right.
on the turn of a friendly corner. No, the game never ends when your whole world depends on the turn of a friendly corner. There are unsmiling faces in fetters and chains on a wheel in perpetual motion, who belong to all races and answer all names with no show of an outward emotion. And they think it will make their lives easier, but the doorway before them is of a friendly
.7 Kiss FM are marching down at Costco Gushin, the Alan Parsons Project, though Govlin O'Hin, the turn of a friendly card.
Eamon's newsagent has got Easter madness and is selling the best eggs at the craziest prices. At Eamon's newsagent, 245 Harold's Cross Road, you can get big eggs, little eggs, round eggs, square eggs, cream eggs, scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs for Easter?
It's fantastic!
It's fantastic!
Having my photograph taken.
It's fantastic!
Yes, but what about developing and printing your films? Is it fantastic too, or slow and disappointing? For results you'll be proud of in a time that's amazing, come to 1 Hour Photo, who process on the